For sure, what that means.
It.
Oh, it?
Yeah.
All right, sure. There you go.
Yeah, pushing it.
Friday throwback, more coming your way here shortly at the Q. Cloudy cooler today. Warm up coming. All the details coming your way right here on Q105 as we're live and local on the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. And yes, thank you, Mo, from Green Lantern. Brought us breakfast down today. He's such
so
a good man. It's very, very good. All right, bad news for the Oprah fans. Do you hear what she said yesterday?
She passed?
This is a no.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Would I wait till 9 o'clock to talk about something so monumental and devastating to our nation?
Mm-hmm.
If something ever happened to Oprah, shame on you for even suggesting that, Paul.
I never looked outside for other people to tell me.
Hold on, I wasn't ready to do that. I wasn't done scolding Paul. Anyway, the other, you know, the big entertainment news we've been talking about throughout the whole morning is Jennifer Aniston and Justin, what's his fanny, Thoreau. They split up just over, what, 2.5 years? Just over 2 years, and now they're splitting up. And now the social media has gone nuts. Will Jen and Brad Pitt get back together? I do find it interesting that, you know, Brad and Angelina, when did they break up? Recent, right? Within the last year or so?
Yeah, sure.
And so, and then all of a sudden, you know, there was rumors that Jen wants to get back with him and all this other crap. And then all of a sudden her marriage breaks up not long after that.
Coincidence?
I don't know, but stay tuned on that.
This weekend is when we'll hear all the scuttlebutt, like the real story, like, you know, Justin was caught cheating or.
No, that's not what, they release something and anything you hear other than the release are all lies.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. Or we'll hear about she's got an addiction that she's battling. And Justin couldn't stay by her.
Oh, my God.
He had to walk away.
Yeah, she's too hot. I could stay by her.
What are you going to do, monitor TMZ all weekend?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll have all sorts of stuff for you on Monday with the different...
She'll be pumping it out.
Yep.
If Jennifer Aniston gets back with Brad Pitt and they end up getting married, will they dethrone the celebrity couple of... Kanye and Kim Ye, will they take over for those two? I'm over those two.
Let's hope,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So.
Wouldn't they become like America's first couple?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because
wouldn't they?
Yes,
Jennifer, I think.
Brad and Angelina were America's first couple.
Could you imagine how beautiful the children would be if, you know, Brad and Jennifer Aniston, but she's 49.
Whoa, she's how old?
49.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So they're hard-boiled.
She is unbelievably beautiful, though. Yeah. Could you imagine the beautiful children would make?
Maybe Justin wanted to have kids with her, and she said, no, I can't. But now.
You're not pretty enough. I need a more beautiful man.
Back, yes. Maybe she's just holding out to have kids
with
Brad.
I want prettier babies. That's
it. Could be. I don't know. But Susie will have the scoop for you on Monday on all of that. Now, back to Oprah. Sad news, Oprah presidential fans.
I've never looked outside for other people to tell me when I should be making a move. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't I know? Because if God actually wanted me to run, wouldn't God kind of tell me? And I haven't heard that. I do feel that I have a responsibility as a person who has a big voice in this country to use it to promote justice and kindness and goodwill. But it never has felt to me that that was supposed to be political. And it still does not feel that to me. Mm-hmm. So I am actually humbled by the fact that people think that I could be a leader of the free world. But it's just not in my spirit. It's not my DNA.
Oh, that is bad news. It doesn't matter because the guy who traveled back in time, and he's on my blog yesterday, tells us, because he's from the, 2028 or 2030?
Yeah, 2030.
He said that he came back and he gave us a heads up that Trump gets reelected. So it doesn't matter if Oprah wins, because it's already happened.
It's already been
predicted. Because time travel is real.
But I like her even more now.
I do too.
Now that she said all that, I'm like, oh, now I really want you to be president.
Who knows? But you know, it's still early in the game.
I want to be Oprah when I grow up.
God could speak to her at some point and say, psych, it's time. You're going. Psych.
I think that's a good goal.
I think it is. It'd be awesome. All right, let's just to run. How fun would that be? All right, let's go to the phones. It's Richie. Rich, you're on the queue. What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, Richie.
Hey, since, Prince stole the halftime show at the Super Bowl, I got a little known history fact about that, about Prince. Did y'all know Purple Rain was first offered to Richard Pryor?
The no, movie? And no, and no.
And yes.
Wait a minute, the movie or the song?
The movie.
It was Prince's life. You mean Richard Pryor would play Prince or Richard Pryor would play his dad?
They offered it to Richard Pryor, and Jim Brown was part owner of the production company, and Jim Brown didn't want to, so they turned it down.
Huh.
You do realize the Super Bowl was a while ago. You should have called us like the day after Super Bowl because this is a great fun fact, Rich.
Enrique. Yeah.
And did you know Morris Day only said 13 words to Prince during the whole movie? And Prince never said one word to Morris Day in the whole movie?
Wow. That wasn't a good relationship.
Huh. Okay. Any other movie fun facts about Prince's movie Purple Rain?
No, but I know the hamburger should be spinning in his grave right now.
Yeah, right?
Oh, for sure.
I know. Yeah, I hear
you. Are you over to the Happy Meal thing now?
No, I'm not over it. My two boys grew up off of it. Ate it probably twice a week between me and his mom. And they made me fight machines to this day. You know why?
Happy Meals?
No, because when they was done eating them Happy Meals, I kicked them out the house to go outside and play.
There it is.
Good, Rich. Good stuff. Hey, listen, you have an awesome weekend.
All right, y'all too.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There's Rich. He's doing his own show today.
Stuff
about Prince. He's not happy with their jacking with the Happy Meal now at McDonald's. No more cheeseburgers.
Stuff in there, thanks.
And no chocolate milk till they get a less. Okay. All right, we have to break here. And come back with more throwback tunes. We got some good ones picked for you today, so don't move. Denny and the girls, Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota.